Here's Case Keenum getting hit as he throws. Intercepted over the middle. Taken by Nick Roach. The Raiders will have it on the Texan 18-yard line.
That's a memorable one for Nick Roach. His first career INT in Houston against Case Keenum. Nice pressure up the middle there from Stacy McGee to help him get number one. And now it's his first appearance ever on the Silver and Black Show. How are you, Nick?
Great. How you doing?
Did you save that football? Is that on the mantle at home with Case Keenum's name on it?
His name's not on it, but I definitely did save it.
You've come close several times since. There was one in New York where I thought you were going to have one. Geno threw a little hot. How close have you come previously in your career to get one? A little surprising. You played 80-plus games to get your first career INT right now.
It's funny because, you know, just haven't, not to say, I mean, there's been some I should have caught for sure, but not as many opportunities as you would assume. Just the nature of the position I was playing before, but yeah, I definitely should have had one before now.
You were more of a strong side linebacker in Chicago, played middle last year. Mm-hmm. Also, quarterback sacks. You know, coming into this year career, you had 3.5 quarterback sacks, and there was a back-to-back games there where you had 3.5 against Tennessee and Dallas, and you have 5.5 on the year. And it seems like they're, you know, Jason likes to use the term activating you. They're activating you more the last few weeks of the year.
Week to week, we basically look at, you know, what's going to be best against how the offense protects. And so, you know, fortunately for me, it's been my position. But, you know, that could change week to week, and just, you know, I've been lucky enough to come up with some plays.
Yeah, there's times you're jumping in the A-gap, and it's obvious you're coming, but there's a lot of times I see where it seems like you're green-dogging. Mm-hmm. Explain to the audience what that is. The back stays in, then you get the green light to come in and blitz the quarterback, huh?
Yeah, so the object is, you know, you always want to try to pressure the team with more people than they have to block. And so if they have one guy staying in, you want to basically add to that person, is what they call it, and, you know, try to get pressure through the person that you have in coverage to, you know, not let them outnumber you and be able to pick up a blitz too easily.
How's your body feeling? You've played every snap on defense. You've not come off the field for a single play. How does your body feel right now?
About like that. You know, but it's not too bad. I wouldn't have it any other way. You know, it's been nice to be healthy. You know, definitely been fortunate in that regard. So just trying to keep it going.
You are the quiet leader of this defense. Talk about your leadership skills, because Charles on the back end, I think, is the quiet leader as well, and you are in the middle. Talk about how you try to rally the team together, because you are the quarterback of the defense. There's no doubt.
Leadership in any, you know, in any arena is first of all, if you can lead yourself, you know, so just trying to make sure you stay on the right, doing the right things, you know, kind of leaving yourself, holding yourself accountable to what you're supposed to be doing in your job. And then, you know, through that, you know, trying to, any way you can help somebody else to kind of do the same thing and lead themselves. It's, you know, you just try to equip those that you're around.
The numbers for the defense the last six have not been as good as the first seven. First seven games, 21 points a game, about 330 yards a game. And then starting with the Philadelphia game, the last six over 31 points. Some of it's been on special teams, and the yardage is at 386. Mm-hmm. Are you wearing down? It seemed like you're missing more tackles, especially in Dallas. What is the state of the defense here with three games to go?
Well, it's a good question because every game is a little different. You know, some of the outcomes obviously have been the same. Just they're able to score, you know, they're able to get some more yards. But, you know, sometimes it's just the missed tackles. You know, sometimes it's the assignments. So every week has kind of been a different story as to why. And so, you know, we're hoping now that we've learned from all those different scenarios, and now that we've tightened it up to where we can get back on track and, you know, realize how small the margin is just between winning and losing.
The challenge on Sunday, the Kansas City Chiefs, Jamaal Charles, one of the most dynamic backs, not just running it with their outside zone, but he's their leading pass catcher as well. They get the ball to 25 a lot.
Right, yeah, it's going to be a big challenge. But every week, you know, a team has somebody, whether it's a receiver, running back, you know, elite quarterbacks that we play. So it's just it'll be another one of those things that we have to, you know, be extra aware of, where he is, you know, situations, what down is it, you know, where we are on the field. And so we always look forward to that type of thing, though.
You always want to gauge where you need to get to make the playoffs and to win this division. And you've got three straight against the division, and two of these teams are going to the playoffs, Kansas City and then the final game against Denver. So a lot to play for these final 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, as many times our job is to play, you know, so as many times as they let us line up, that's what we're going to do as hard as we can.
All right, Merry Christmas to you, Nick. Welcome to the Bay Area. I guess you're going to be at Southland Mall with some teammates coming up on Monday for a Toys for Tots fun. That'll be fun.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yeah, I'll be there kind of doing whatever they need us to do.
But you're not going to put the big red suit on, are you?
Maybe not a suit. Maybe just a hat.
He's thinking about it.
Yeah.
Nick Roach, thanks for your time as always.
Appreciate it.
Nick Roach, the Raider leading tackler, having a magnificent first year of hopefully many in silver and black. When we come back, we'll be rejoined by Jim Plunkett and break it down. Raiders against the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday. That's next on the Silver and Black Show. A word about Alex Smith, Jim. He has 18 touchdown passes, just 6 interceptions on the year. This team is a plus 15 because they don't give the ball away on offense.
No, they don't. It makes it very difficult. And then one of the reasons why the game got out of hand the first time with the Raiders is because of turnovers. And that'll kill you every time, especially in a tight ball game.